When is a good time for tshuva? On one level, any time and every time is a good time for tshuva. For tshuva is the process of revealing Hashem in our life and in our world. Says Rav Kook, it's like rays of sun that shine forth into the expanse. And it's always a good time to brighten the world and brighten ourselves. It's up to us at any point in our life to tap in to that spiritual energy inside. So tshuva is for any time and every time. But on another level, says Rav Kook, there are specific times for tshuva. And I'll share one. In the 14th chapter of Orot HaTshuva, says Rav Kook, Be'erev Shabbat Kodesh, Tzrichim La'asok B'tshuva Al Kol Ha'avar B'imot HaKol. Fridays, Erev Shabbos, is a time to engage in tshuva on all that occurred during the previous week. Kedei lekabel kedushas Shabbos b'lo shum menia mikol devar chet va'avon, so that we could take upon ourselves the sanctity of Shabbos without any of the burdens or the barriers, the mistakes that we bear from the previous week. Friday, Erev Shabbos, is a time for tshuva. I recall a story of Rebbe Elimelech of Lizhensk, that on Friday afternoon, he used to walk into the kitchen, and he used to ask the woman, the young lady who worked in the kitchen all week, he used to ask her mechila, if she would be mochel him, to forgive him for any comments that he made, or any lack of gratitude that he had over the previous week. That's how the Rebbe Elimelech would begin his Shabbos experience. Says Rav Kook, Friday is a good time for tshuva. So the question is, practically, how do we go about doing this? Friday is usually the busiest time of the week. We're preparing, we're running, we're coming, we're going. So perhaps, if we understand that tshuva doesn't require an overwhelming time commitment, then we can take a first step. Says Rav Kook in the beginning of the 15th chapter, Hargoshas ha'emes, hi yisod ha'tshuva. Hargashat ha'emet, hi yisod ha'tshuva. The feeling of truth, that's the foundation of tshuva. Yes, there are many levels and many perspectives and many steps in the process of tshuva, but at its core, it's the feeling of truth. What truth? The feeling of the presence of Hashem. Ha'akara sheha'olam kulo, the recognition that all of the universe, v'chol ha'ofa'otav, Hurak hazracha mima'atel vusho shel or ha'emet hamuchlata ha'elokit. The recognition that everything in the universe and all of its expressions is just an emanation of, so to speak, the cloak of the ultimate truth, the divine truth of the Almighty. That concept, that recognizing that everything comes from God, Ein od milvado, there's nothing outside of the Almighty. It's might what we call Shiviti Hashem lenegdi samed. We place the reality of God, the consciousness of Hashem, before me all the time. And that's something, even on a busy Friday, we can take time to do. Whether it's during candlelighting, when we are about to accept on ourselves the Kiddush of Shabbos, to think about this concept of Yesod HaTshuva being Hargashat HaEmet, the sense of Ein Od Milvado, we are here as a part of God's world. We are an expression of godliness in the world. Or, if we're not home for candle lighting, if we're on our way walking to shul, for mincha, preparing for Kabbalah Shabbos, saying L'chu Neranana, at some point in our Friday preparation, just to take a moment and think, but this thinking is a huge accomplishment, because it is the Yesod HaTshuva. This consciousness of Ein Od Milvado, there's nothing else in the world except the Almighty, and bringing that to the forefront of our mind as we begin Shabbos, that itself is a major step in a weekly process of tshuva.